I feel like it could be because of the pandemic, kayak feeling so stagnant. Gue tuh udah ngapain aja sih selama ini.
Padahal kalau kayak tadi lu pada bilang juga kayak if you wanna compare it to last year, sebenarnya we've grown quite a lot loh.
The feeling of not being enough, it's always there.
This is why sampai sekarang aku selalu recommend orang untuk digital detox. Jadi artinya take time off dari sosmed seberapa lama pun, 24 jam setiap minggu gitu. Biar kita itu otaknya nggak terisi dengan simbol-simbol kesuksesan orang lain yang mungkin terus terang bisa aja sebenarnya kita nggak mau.
Hi guys, welcome back to Taboo Tuesday, back for our second episode in the second season, and I'm very excited tonight to talk about a topic that is very much prevalent in my life, especially at this current time, which is not feeling enough. And I am joined by the regulars, the girls. Say hi everyone!
Hi everyone!
Yep. Kat, Gita, and Andrea are ready, and we're just about to start this juicy conversation because actually we were about to talk about another topic, but I came on this call with them just thinking about what I've been feeling lately, which is not feeling enough, feeling underachieved, feeling like I'm a failure, and even feeling like an imposter, like not feeling like I deserve to be where I am today, which is such a cocktail of emotions that I'm sure a lot of you maybe can relate to in some way or another. And I was speaking with the girls and they were asking me like, what have you been feeling? And it's just like, I feel like I've worked on all of these things, you know, not comparing myself and like checking my progress, acknowledging myself and being kind to myself. Tapi lately, I feel like it could be because of the pandemic, kayak feeling so stagnant, feeling like I'm a failure, looking back like 6 years ago or 7 years ago when I began my business and thinking I should be bigger by now, or I should have gone out of the country by now, or we should be somewhere else by now. But I feel like, ya ampun, like, gue tuh udah ngapain aja sih selama ini, like, totally undercutting all the growth that I've gone through, totally undercutting all the progress that we've had. Tapi bener-bener kalian pernah ngerasain gak kayak in that black hole of just emotions yang you just feel like you're being pulled down and feeling very upset? And I've been feeling like that maybe for about 4 days. Thank you so much girls for actually bringing this opportunity for us to talk about this.
Gue tadi sempat dengerin ceritanya Tal, terus gue juga cerita sih. Jadi tadi pagi gue bangun dan gue tuh penuh dengan anxiety karena di otak gue tuh kayak kepikiran kayak, aduh, gimana ya? Gue tuh kayak gak punya duit. Oh no, I'm not gonna be able to do all the things that I wanna do. Karena recently kan aku lagi banyak main alternative asset lah ya. Investasi di alternative asset. Dan alternative asset tuh gak murah. Jadi, when I compare myself to like other people, I'm like, kok aku gak bisa ya afford untuk investasi segini. Dan apa yang aku lakukan tuh biasanya kalau misalnya aku lagi ngerasa anxious, itu gue sering journaling dulu. Gue cek rekening bank, terus rekening saham, rekening deposito, rekening semua akun yang gue pernah, like gue punya investasi, gue cek semua. Dan gue tuh compare ke tahun lalu ya. Nah, di tahun lalu kan gue sebagai entrepreneur, sejujurnya it was very hard on my business, very hard for me financially. Tapi pas gue lihat benar-benar hasil di hari ini, itu sebenarnya I'm doing 2 times better than how I did last year. That reassured me somehow, but the feeling of not being enough, it's always there.
Especially when we compare ourselves to our peers kali ya. Atau kayak younger people, kayak gue baru lihat ada this other influencer gitu. She just bought this fancy ass car that I've wanted gitu. Udah gitu dia ternyata baru beli rumah juga. I just found out that she's only in her mid-20s. Jadi gue kayak, oh wow, gue kemana aja selama ini, gue udah ngapain aja. Kok sekarang aja gue belum bisa beli rumah gitu misalnya. Kalau kata psychologist gue, emang kita tuh apa ya, we are our own worst critics. Kayak we don't give ourselves enough credit for what we've done juga so far. Padahal kalau kayak tadi lu pada bilang juga kayak if you wanna compare it to last year, atau misalnya kalau gue mau compare gue sendiri pas dari tahun 2017 pas gue habis dipecat misalnya. And then ada orang yang tanya ke gue, how much do you think you've grown since then? Itu kan sebenarnya kalau kita mau perhatiin benar-benar, sebenarnya we've grown quite a lot loh sebenarnya.
Kenapa sih a lot of people and especially women feel like this?
Sebenarnya waktu aku masih jauh lebih muda, I did feel like that a lot, to be honest. Umur 20-an, early 30s, aku sering banget ngebandingin diri sendiri sama yang lain. Tapi ini of course sebelum zaman sosmed ya. Jadi kalau sebelum zaman sosmed, waktu aku masih umur 20-an, kita itu sebenarnya cuma bisa ngelihat orang pakaiannya kayak apa, atau tinggalnya di mana, apartemennya seperti apa gitu. Nggak seperti zaman sekarang di mana orang sepertinya bisa posting picture apapun untuk nunjukin betapa hebatnya hidup dia saat ini. Ya, jadi sebenarnya aku cukup banyak ngerasa simpati dengan begitu banyaknya sosmed posting sekarang yang mengglorify sebuah lifestyle. Karena kita itu nggak bisa menghindari diri dari sana. Lu ngebuka HP lo dan itu udah foto mobil, foto HP orang, foto rumah dia, itu semuanya udah ada gitu. Dan zaman aku waktu masih in my 20s, itu kita nggak ada. Jadi I think this is why sampai sekarang aku selalu recommend orang untuk digital detox. Jadi artinya kalau bisa take time off dari sosmed seberapa lama pun terserah, tetapi misalnya kalau bisa 24 jam setiap minggu gitu. Biar kita itu otaknya nggak terisi dengan simbol-simbol kesuksesan orang lain yang mungkin terus terang bisa aja sebenarnya kita nggak mau. Karena zaman dulu aku pernah sampai suka beli sepatu. Dan aku orangnya sangat gak suka pakai hak. You all know me kan? Kalian semua udah berapa kali ngelihat gue pakai hak? Paling cuman kawinan gue.
Ya kan?
Tetapi imagine zaman dulu, in my mid-20s, gue itu kerjanya beli hak terus. Sepatu, beli tas, pokoknya beli all of these status symbol yang sebenarnya apakah gue even suka? Gue enggak. Gitu. Nah, jadi imagine I wasted all that time. I wasted so much resources hanya untuk hidup sesuai dengan cara orang, you know, orang consider sebagai successful. I don't have it as much now. Mungkin karena aku juga udah lihat bahwa di dunia ini apa saja yang kita punya itu bisa juga lepas, bisa hilang one day. Dan bukan hilang karena salah kita juga. Bisa aja ada amit-amit medical emergency atau ada krisis. Jadi so many things yang kita sangka kita bisa kontrol dan itu adalah punya kita seumur hidup, sebenarnya sering itu temporary semua. Dan itu gue pelajarin the hard way. Jadi in my 20s, aku itu salah satu orang yang dianggap punya semuanya. Aku waktu itu udah tunangan, cincinnya bagus, kerjaannya bagus banget, gajinya gede, bisa beli tas kapan aja. Jadi aku dianggap punya quote-unquote perfect life. Dan dengan sangat cepatnya, ada yang namanya global financial crisis zaman dulu. Jadi sekarang kan ada financial crisis juga. Tetapi 12 tahun yang lalu ada a different type of financial crisis. Itu benar-benar nge-wipe out gue banget. Dan udah gitu ayahku meninggal. Pokoknya segala hal yang I thought aku punya itu hilang. You know, either because of life dan juga my mistakes. Dan juga a combination of so many things. Sehingga dalam waktu hanya 3 tahun, hidupku itu berubah total. Aku cerai, which is dianggap kegagalan yang sangat besar di masyarakat kita. Aku kehabisan semua duitku, karena aku juga bayarin uang sekolah. Aku kehabisan begitu banyak hal yang dulu aku punya, susah dapat kerjaan. Pokoknya all of those things happen dengan waktu yang sangat cepat. Jadi mau dibilang itu semua salahku, ya nggak apa-apa juga. Tapi ujung-ujungnya kan sama, artinya aku kehabisan, kehilangan semua status yang dianggap bagus oleh masyarakat. Dan itulah dimana aku belajar very very quickly bahwa hati-hati untuk menyamakan value kamu, worth kamu sebagai manusia dengan achievements. Karena itu adalah dua hal yang berbeda. Kamu itu punya value sebagai manusia, kamu itu deserve cinta dan respect orang lain. No matter apakah kamu achieve anything atau tidak.
Yes.
Itu adalah kemanusiaan.
Wow, that's so wonderful, Gita. And it really hits home to me when you say, you know, your self-worth itu bukan achievement kamu gitu loh. Apa sih dari upbringing kita yang bisa membuat banyak orang tuh merasa, I am my achievements gitu?
Oh, okay. Gue refleksi terhadap gimana cara aku besar ya. Jadi salah satu hal yang dilakuin orang yang di sekitar aku, yaitu mungkin papaku, mamaku, terus kayak my immediate surrounding, itu selalu kayak meng-compare, itu salah satunya. Jadi kayak, oh ini anaknya tante ini anaknya om ini bisa juara satu loh, nggak pernah harus keluarin biaya untuk sekolah, selalu dapat scholarship, selalu ini, selalu itu. Wah, ini udah punya pacar loh, udah kayak pacarnya punya kayak bisnis, punya keluarga yang bagus, and et cetera, et cetera. Jadi, sehingga kayak sekarang ya, I also catch myself in a situation. Kalau misalnya aku tuh mencapai sesuatu, aku tuh kadang kayak cynical terhadap kayak apa yang aku udah mencapai, apa yang udah dicapaikan. Terus aku kayak mikir, ini cukup atau enggak ya? Kayaknya ini enggak cukup deh. Kayaknya somebody else have done a lot better. So, naturally, a lot of compliments or a lot of achievements itu buat gue tuh kayak enggak natural aja. Kayak aku ngerasa kalau misalnya nih, salah satu contoh adalah kalau misalnya aku dikompliment, kayak, Kat, kamu tuh glowing banget, kayak kamu tuh kayak cantik banget. Aku selalu ngerasa orang ini kayaknya bohong deh. I always feel like that person is lying. And I always feel like I could definitely be way better than that. Dan kemungkinan ini datang dari secara masa kecil tuh, karena gue pernah ngebahas tentang ini dengan psikolog gue. Dan psikolog gue bilang, ya, I think if you as a child nggak menerima unconditional love, yaitu cinta itu diberikan dengan beberapa kondisi, dan maka kamu kalau udah besar, kamu akan tetap menyamakan cinta itu harus kayak, oh, I have to work hard in order to be able to afford that, I have to do this in order to do that. Jadi, itulah kalau misalnya dari gue ya. Gue nggak tahu kalau yang lain gimana.
Yeah, it's like ini ya, Cass, kayak you have to keep performing and auditioning juga. Ini kalau in terms of romantically juga jadinya. Romantically speaking, mungkin jadi takut ditinggal sama pasangan atau takut nanti karena ketemu yang lebih baik dari kita gitu. Kita jadi jungkir balik deh, perform, audition. Padahal sebenarnya that's not us, and we cannot keep a person juga sih sebenarnya. Jadinya apa ya, in the process we lose ourselves juga, because yang tadi kayak kita juga bilang, we attach ourselves on apa, on the wrong things, on the things that can be taken away from us juga. Misalnya, ya we'll never know gitu. Emang situasinya bisa langsung kebalik, nggak tanpa ada warning gitu loh.
I asked my Virgo mother, you know Virgos, right? I asked my Virgo mother, Ma, kok aku kok dulu nggak pernah dikompliment sih, kok cuma dikritik terus. Sekarang terus aku abis buka proyek ini, mama bilang, katanya ya sudah, semestinya kamu buka proyek itu. Aku kok nggak pernah dikompliment sih, kok mama nggak pernah muji aku sih gitu. Mama bilang, oh ya toh. Oh, soalnya mama pikir dengan cara itu kamu akan terus mendorong diri sendiri untuk lebih baik lagi.
Itu sering banget terjadi sama banyak parents. Apalagi menurutku banyak Asian parents itu suka ngebandingin juga, karena kan kultur kita itu adalah tentang masyarakat yang lebih komunal kan, tentang masyarakat yang lebih relating satu sama lain. Jadi naturally sering ada tendensi untuk orang tua untuk bandingin anak-anak mereka.
Dan What Cap said before about unconditional love, sebenarnya emang orang tua kita nggak bermaksud kan memberikan kondisi cinta yang mereka berikan ke kita gitu loh sebenarnya. Tapi unconsciously, subconsciously, that's what happens to us. Dimana kita ngerasa kalau even for ourselves untuk accept diri sendiri, menerima diri sendiri, itu tuh pun kagak bisa, you know. Soalnya there's all these conditions yang kita mikirnya, enggak, lu belum cukup sukses, lu belum cukup langsing, lu belum cukup cantik, dan belum cukup segalanya lah. And that's why tonight's podcast is not feeling enough. Soalnya emang kayak ini sering banget dirasain, dan it's something that, maksudnya mau aku meditasi, mau aku introspeksi berapa ratus kali juga, kok masih ada ya this feeling not feeling enough gitu. Dan kenapa aku belum bisa menerima diri sendiri 100% juga.
Soalnya kalau kayak if you wanna ask ourselves juga gitu, kayak what is enough? Kalau misalnya what is enough for me, buat gue adalah Yang penting gue nggak pusing kalau gue mau ngapa-ngapain. Misalnya besok gue mau terbang ke Fiji bisa. Ya, tapi kan it's unrealistic juga gitu loh sebenarnya. Jadi, okay, so speaking of what is enough, what is enough to you?
I actually love that question. Nah, gue itu kan background-nya, gue belajar bisnis dan finance. Sebenarnya salah satu pelajaran dari finance adalah something very very simple, which is, apakah definisi cukup untuk kamu? What is enough for you? Itu sebenarnya kalau kamu nggak tahu itu, gimana bisa manage finances, gimana bisa bikin financial goal, gimana bisa doing anything? Karena kamu baseline-nya aja nggak tahu. Dan banyak orang sebenarnya nggak tahu baseline mereka. Jadi mereka ngelihat achievement orang lain dan bilang, gue umur 25, kok gue nggak punya 100 juta di savings gue? Padahal itu dapat angkanya dari mana? Dan kenapa lu percaya? Itu related banget dengan not just what is enough, tetapi kamu harus tahu kenapa itu akan enough untuk kamu. Karena setiap orang beda-beda. Bisa aja emang kamu orang yang mau 100 juta rupiah di savings karena kamu mau menggunakan itu nantinya untuk ABCDE. What is enough for you itu beda di setiap orang. Nah, misalnya gue aja deh, kita itu sering bilang I just want enough the freedom to do whatever I want, atau aku pengen punya freedom to do what I love gitu kan. Tetapi gue sebenarnya juga suka nanya, okay, tulis deh Git, kamu kalau punya freedom to do whatever you want, lu ngapain sih? Dan ternyata gue paling akan melakukan apa yang gue lakukan sekarang, which is ngerjain bisnis gue. So it seems that, loh, artinya lu udah living the dream dong technically. Cuman kan mungkin bank account-nya masih belum segede yang lu mau di pikiran lo. Tetapi technically, enough gue udah nyampe dong. Technically, sebenarnya. Cuman kan aku selalu nambah-nambahin, embel-embelin. Tetapi tanya aja sebenarnya. Makanya hati-hati juga pikirin kenapa kamu punya sebuah angka atau sebuah goal. Karena gue selalu nanya orang, bisa nggak kamu mendapatkan feeling yang sama yang kamu mau dari goal itu kalau kamu tidak nyampe goal itu? Kayak ada salah satu teman gue bilang, Gita, gue savings gue harus nyampe 1M. Kalau gak nyampe 1M, gue gak bahkan merasa free. Gue bilang gak apa-apa. Nah, tapi pertanyaan gue adalah, bisa gak kamu melakukan hal lain sehingga kamu bisa mendapatkan perasaan yang sama? Karena sering yang kita mau bukan hal itu sebenarnya. Kita mau perasaan yang kita nanti dapat kalau kita mendapat hal itu. We just want the feeling that comes with that achievement. Sering aku bilang daripada getting stuck di sebuah achievement, kayak gue perlu perusahaan gue value-nya segini, gue perlu gaji gue segini, gue perlu tanya perasaan apa sih yang lu mau dari itu. Just be upfront aja. Karena sering gak perlu magical angkanya. Sering angkanya gak perlu gede-gede banget. Sering juga yang lu raih itu gak segede dan setinggi yang lu pikir di otak lo gitu. And so I mainly just encourage people untuk ngelihat, okay, tetapi adakah cara lain sehingga kamu mendapatkan perasaan yang sama menggunakan values kamu gitu. Jadi kamu enggak compromise values kamu sehingga kamu mendapatkan sense of achievement yang sebenarnya is enough for you.
It's so true, dan yang sedang gue pertanyakan ke diri sendiri ya. Soalnya this is literally programmed in our mind, right? Kalau misalnya you wanna achieve, you have to not feel enough, so you work harder, gitu. Terus yang dipertanyakan adalah, apa sih, what is the new way of working? Gimana caranya gue kerja, tetap kerja keras, tetap achieve, tapi nggak perlu motivasi setoxic ini, gitu.
You're right. Kita itu, di masyarakat kita ada persepsi bahwa kalau kamu tidak incentivize dengan merasa kurang, yes, kamu gak bakal kerja gitu. Itu yes, gila yes banget once you think about it,
emang
right?
Parah sih. Yes.
That's really crazy, right? Jadi artinya kita itu cuma mau kerja only because we're literally not having enough. But that's crazy. Sebenarnya ultimate freedom adalah kamu bekerja karena memang it's pleasurable dan atau itu mengajarkan kamu sesuatu atau kamu benar-benar gain pleasure dari melakukan hal yang membantu orang lain, let's say. Makanya penting banget kalau di dunia finance untuk mengetahui enough kamu itu apa. Karena kalau kamu nggak tahu itu, sebenarnya hampir semua planning kamu, your financial planning, your savings plan, pokoknya segala investment plan apalagi, itu bisa gila dan gak make sense. Kamu itu bisa kayak misalnya lebih high risk daripada yang kamu mau. Kamu bisa misalnya tiba-tiba nggak spending untuk hal yang sebenarnya sangat penting. Segala hal yang aneh sebenarnya bisa terjadi kalau baseline-nya aja nggak ada. And that is why sebenarnya knowing you're enough itu malah bisa motivate kamu untuk do more. Karena simply kamu sudah dapat enough, tetapi artinya kamu benar-benar kerja karena memang mencintai hal itu.
Wow, I think that's like a paradox juga ya. Kadang-kadang kita misalnya kayak, they say dream big and dream as big as you can, tapi kadang-kadang itu malah it gets you down a rabbit hole whereby sometimes you take, like what you said, make bad decisions.
There's nothing wrong with dreaming big. There's nothing wrong. Dream big for sure. But it must come from a place of security. Dan it must come from a place di mana itu adalah sesuatu yang positif. Dan bukan coming from a place of kalau gue nggak nyampe ke situ, gue kurang. Gue sebagai manusia inferior.
Gue tuh punya pemikiran ya. Karena kan sejauh ini kalau misalnya kita bilang, oh, pursue your dreams, you know, be contented with what you have. Itu sebenarnya datang juga dengan sesatu privilege ya, kalau aku bisa bilang. Gak semua orang bisa begitu. Banyak orang di luar sana tuh sebenarnya gak punya privilege to even doubt themselves, to even, you know, think about their dreams. Jadi, when we talk about like, you know, are we really enough, not enough? Karena gue tau banget di luar sana tuh banyak banget orang ngerasa ya, they're not enough because truly they are just hungry. Mereka struggle untuk cari tempat tidur. They struggle to even have like a basic job, ya kan? Jadi, I just another thought that, you know, sometimes, kadang kita tuh sebagai manusia ya, kita tuh we are programmed to compare ourselves dengan orang yang jauh lebih hebat, lebih heboh, bisa beli barang mewah, bisa cuan berapa miliar. Tapi kadang kita itu fundamentally kita lupa untuk memberi terima kasih, practice gratitude to what we have that a lot of people don't have, menurutku ya.
This kind of mindset jadi take a lot of things for granted ya.
Yeah, and this kind of mindset, I feel sometimes because of social media. Kayak apa ya, kalau gue di sosmed ya, gue tuh selalu ngeliat, apalagi kalau gue masuk LinkedIn ya. LinkedIn tuh tempat salah satu sosmed tools yang paling toxic menurutku. Karena di LinkedIn, nobody talks about, I have just been sacked by my job. Aku dipecat dari perusahaan. Aku ditipu orang, aku di force sama investor yang invest ke gue untuk keluar dari perusahaan gue yang gue bangun mungkin berapa puluh tahun. Gue hari ini gak dibayar, gak digaji. But that's what I realized sih, di LinkedIn, apalagi kalau misalnya kalian sering pakai LinkedIn ya, di sana tuh semua, kalau misalnya kalian mau posting sesuatu di dalam your feed itu harus lo tuh achieve something. It's never about your failure. So, is it really real life? Kayak menurut gue enggak sih. I know a friend of mine who is extremely capable. Semua, setiap hari pokoknya ada berita bagus lah. Dan gue satu hari pernah nanya sih, kayak, actually like, you know, with your work, I know that you really love your work, right? But is there anything that you find that is missing in your life? And he said he's just very lonely. He's very lonely. Like everything that he has built, you know, he just felt like, you know, it's very hard for him to meet a partner. Nggak punya waktu. Partner juga nggak akan ngerti seberapa sibuk kerjaan dia. Dan aku balik lagi ya, mikir kayak, when you die, right, when you're at your deathbed, lo tuh nggak akan kepikiran kayak, how much money you earn ya. Probably, but you're thinking like, gue tuh, did I spend enough time with my loved ones? Did I do the things that I really wanted to do in my life? Jadi kayak, you know, sometimes we just forget to like stay in the present, to give thanks to what we have. Malah kita tuh sebagai manusia tuh suka compare aja, kayak ya nggak salah, karena itu normal. Sosmed tuh, kalau kalian masuk ke sosmed tuh pasti, you all will feel a certain kind of feeling of not being enough. Pasti. Lo mau masuk ke Twitter kayak, lo mau masuk ke Instagram, mau masuk ke TikTok, pasti ada. Trust me. So no matter where you go, you're trapped, right? So daripada lo selalu kayak mikir kayak, oh my God, why am I never enough? Why am I still not enough? Why am I still not like this? Mending kita coba pikir deh, kayak hari ini kita tuh mempunyai apa yang sebenarnya dunia itu nggak punya. Yeah, so I thought that was like really nice. Like, when I feel that I'm lacking, whenever I feel kayak gue itu nggak cukup ya, gue tuh selalu kayak ngeliat dulunya gue nggak punya apa. Kayak I have a very personal story to share, right? Like, when I was 25 years old, I quit my job, right? I wanted to be like a content creator. I wanted to be an entrepreneur. Gue tuh kayak diundang lah ke banyak fashion event. My Instagram was taking off. There's a lot of people who follow me. A lot of people who want to work with me. Dan di saat itu, I had to take a break because my mental health was just suffering. I was very lost in my life. And I literally gave everything up overnight. Dan sampai saat ini, kadang gue mikir ya, kayak mungkin di usia 25 ya, kalau misalnya gue terusin aja, and I compromise my own mental health, I didn't go on like a self-healing journey, mungkin hari ini gue bisa more than 100k followers ya. Sejujurnya, mungkin I have a lot more money than, because when I took time off, I had to spend my savings in order to like do that. When I took time off, I had to forgo all of the fashion events which was supposed to like jumpstart my career, help me grow my career, right? But you know what? Mikir-mikir kayak kadang ya masih sedih sih, kayak I could have, should have, would have, right? But what can I do now? Sekarang kalau misalnya gue kayak lihat, oh, what I lost during that time, gue nggak akan pernah happy sih, gue nggak akan pernah make peace. So daripada gitu, mending gue kayak mikir, okay, what I gain from it, I gain my mental health, I gained self-awareness of myself, I gained the freedom to really not attach myself to all of the social numbers. Yes, it's really nice, you know, it's nice to like be gifted a lot of different things, to go on trips, you know, to have people like do your makeup and take photos of you all day. But sejujurnya, it will come at a compromise of my own health, physical, mental, yeah. Jadi, yeah, I mean, everybody will have regrets, right? It's about whether you want to have your perspective. It's a regret or whether it serves you well aja.
That's so true, Kat. And I can totally relate. Like, when you said you spent some time to work on yourself, I did that, you know? And, of course, at that time, yeah, I had to leave my business behind for a few months, pretty much a whole year. I just focused really on myself and my own healing. Dan, dari situ pun ada orang yang kayak nyinyir gitu di Instagram. Kok ini sekarang postingnya tentang meditasi doang? Tolong urusin dong bisnis kamu, kok belum masuk GoFood? But hey man, like you don't know what's happening behind the scenes. Dan lo bener banget sih Kat, soalnya how much I've grown itu and how much more peace I've had dari ngelakuin hal itu, take the time for myself, daripada mungkin dari gua pas masih kecil banget umur 25 tahun bikin usaha dan even if I didn't take that time for myself, I would probably be dead by now, like literally. The lifestyle I was living, dimana kayak every weekend I would take some pills, get crunk, right? Literally pass out because I couldn't deal with all of the pressure. Itu bener juga sih kayak sometimes, tapi I never give myself enough credit gitu loh. Mikirnya kayak, wah teman-teman lain kok udah kayak udah berapa outlet lah, kadang-kadang udah berapa juta follower, misalnya di endorse udah berapa M gitu. Like, what the gitu loh. Kadang-kadang, but thank you from hearing this, it's helping me to like ground me back.
Gue tuh pas eating disorder recovery ya, dan gue kan gendutan banget ya. I put on 26 kilos, right? I never took photos for almost 2 years. Gue 2 tahun itu kayak gue struggling banget, kayak mau post apa ya. Gue tuh gak seneng banget sama hidup gue. I'm so ashamed to like show my body to the world. During that 1.5 years, aku gak pernah ketemu teman-teman kecuali deket banget. Kayak contohnya keluargaku, kayak business partnerku. Tapi selain itu, I never met anyone because you know what? I had to like take time off. I just disappeared from earth, right? I just disappeared from whatever was happening for me. Setelah gue itu mulai jalani recovery, terus kayak mulai kayak okay, like, you know what? I think I should go out to the world now. I should face the real world. Banyak orang kan kayak nanya, Kat, kamu kemana aja? Kamu ngapain aja? Kok kayak nggak kelihatan? And, you know, sometimes it's still like, it's sometimes I still think about it and like, yeah, like that's true. Like when I had to take that 2 years off to recover from my eating disorder, I lost so much time. All right. I lost so much time. I could have done this, could have done that, could have been something, could have been done that. But guess what? I could also have been dead. Could also have died from my eating disorder. That's just the truth, right? So when I think about it, like now, if you tell me like, oh, take 2 years off to like learn about something, to become good at something, for me, masih susah ya. Proses itu to learn about, to really be in the process of like thinking about it, tuh kayak, oh, 2 tahun tuh lama banget. But think about the long game, right? Think about if you live for like 60, 70 years. Banyak orang tuh kadang lupa kayak, yes, you know, living in the pandemic, 2 years of my life, all gone, right? All gone to like nothing, don't really know, feel hopeless. But think about it. Think about if you had 80 years to live, right? Think about 80 years dari 2 tahun itu, 2 tahun dibagi 80 tahun tuh berapa persen doang sih? Makanya kayak, I think the most important part is like, to realize that it's very normal, to feel that you're not enough, to feel like you've lost some sort of time, to feel like you're behind everybody, it's very normal. Because this life is made for you to like, compare yourself with each other. Karena lu punya sosmed, lu tahu semua orang lagi ngapain, achieving apa. Tapi yang lo gak tahu adalah kayak how long would that person live? Somebody could have just bought an apartment. Some influencers could have just bought an apartment, bought like a Chanel bag and could probably lose their life overnight. Anyone, not any influencer, yeah, but anyone, right? Anything in life yang materialistic tuh sejujurnya tuh kayak temporary banget sih. You can lose your, you can save up for your whole entire life to buy a really nice house, your dream house, and you could have forgotten to buy insurance, or you could have burned everything, right? A fire could break out, which is something that happened to like one of my banker colleagues. Jadi ingat-ingat kayak 6-7 tahun yang lalu pas gue lagi kerja di bank ya. Jadi ada satu colleague di perbankan, she literally lost her house overnight because a fire broke out. Yep, that's what happens. Shit happens. So,
yeah. Kalau kayak makanya kalau psychologist gue tuh biasa ngingetin gitu kayak every week. Gue kan lagi balik terapi lagi every week. So dia biasa start with what are the 3 good things that happen this week, and then kayak dia selalu nanya, what are your top 3 good qualities. Like every week ditanyain kayak gitu. Jadi it really forces me to think, to rewind, and to stop and to slow down juga sih. Kayak ini seminggu gue udah ngapain aja, seminggu apa aja sih yang udah terjadi. Dan kayak kalau gue ngerasa everything's just shitty, tapi gue dipaksa kayak mikir apa sih yang udah good things. And sometimes it's kayak misalnya just being able to hang out with my parents misalnya, just being able to catch up with an old friend. Atau kayak, oh, I had a good meal.
I really like what you all say. Dan juga, Kath, I agree with you 100%. Sebenarnya untuk self-doubt aja itu nunjukin privilege bahwa kita itu bukan di posisi di mana kita benar-benar kesusahan dengan begitu banyak hal yang terus terang kita take for granted hampir tiap hari. You know, kita itu ngambil take for granted wifi connection kita. Nggak semua orang di dunia ini bisa punya internet. Ini sebenarnya benar-benar blessing banget gitu. Aku terus terang nginget begitu banyak hal. Gue tahu sebenarnya untuk bisa punya self-doubt, untuk bisa compare diri sendiri di sosmed, itu in some way adalah hal-hal yang memang kita dapat karena kita basic needs-nya udah di-fulfill. Jadi kita itu sebenarnya udah bisa punya begitu banyak blessing yang begitu banyak orang nggak bisa dapat gitu. That for me is always a wake up call. Bukan berarti hidupnya nggak susah. Bukan berarti kita nggak rasional kalau misalnya kita itu worried. Nggak. Bukan berarti kita nggak pernah boleh sedih. Not at all. Tetapi maksudnya, sering kalau kita harus mikir balik ke progres kita apa sih sebenarnya, kamu itu punya apa sih di hidup kamu sekarang yang kamu grateful? Another one yang aku suka pikirin adalah, what are you proud of hari ini? Kamu itu bangga dengan apa hari ini? Sekecil apapun, misalnya gini, gue very touch bahwa kemarin salah satu temen gue bilang, Gita, kamu gak tahu ini, tapi di tahun 2019 waktu gue depresi banget, sebenarnya dengerin kata-kata lo dan bahwa lu spending time sama gue, walaupun gue merasa sebagai failure yang besar, itu ngebikin hati gue jadi lebih tentram. Gue kaget banget karena gue gak sadar bahwa tahun 2019 dia itu depresi banget, depresi parah sebenarnya, hampir suicidal. Dan ternyata something as simple as gue hanging out sama dia sambil dia recover, itu buat dia is a big blessing. Dan makanya aku juga sering tanya ke diri sendiri sebenarnya, what are you happy with doing? Kamu ngebantu siapa hari ini? Kamu reach out ke siapa hari ini? Karena jangan pernah lupa, kehidupan kita itu sering touch jauh lebih banyak orang daripada yang kita pikir. Sering kita mikir, gue failure, gue ini. All of your feelings are valid, but it doesn't mean your feelings are real. Gitu. Kamu mungkin boleh merasa diri gagal, bukan berarti kamu itu gagal. Gitu. Kamu boleh merasa diri itu worthless, bukan berarti kamu worthless beneran. Selalu ada aja orang yang bisa benar-benar appreciate presence kamu di hidup mereka. Nah, jangan pernah lupa itu sih.
And that's so true, Git. Soalnya kan I belong to this rather high-performing, tanda kutip ya, organization full of entrepreneurs. Dan one of the nilai-nilai adalah leave a mark, leave a legacy, gitu kan. Terus tuh lucu banget, pernah mereka undang Trevor Noah, who I love. Trevor Noah jadi pembicara. Kalau dia kan mereka tanyain, what would be your legacy that you would leave behind? What would be the mark that you leave behind? Kalau Trevor Noah dengan santainya ngomong, what? I don't think about my legacy. I'm highly present in the moment. I only think about how I can give joy just to one person. Soalnya if you're thinking about like your this huge legacy, like you're only thinking about yourself, you should be thinking about other people and how even the personal small interactions and all of these things can really, really change the world. Oh yeah, bener juga ya, like a lot of these people and me included, like I've thought about, okay, I have to do this massive thing to change the world, or I have to live this massive legacy, or this. Even Kylie Jenner, dalam berapa generasi aja bakal tidak diingatkan lagi, like literally. Jadi kadang-kadang I don't know if it's megalomania atau some kind of crazy feeling of like ego yang kita ngerasa itu we are so much bigger than we are. Sebenarnya we're just a tiny speck, a micro speck of dust in the whole scheme of everything, and we only play a part. We are a part of the system. We are a part of something bigger, gitu loh. Jadi, kadang-kadang I have to remind myself juga, like, well, who do you think you are juga, gitu.
I love that so much. Beneran banget. Sebenarnya gue pernah baca, ada artikel bagus namanya di online magazine namanya Quartz. Itu ngomongin bahwa you are not much in this universe and that's a good thing gitu. Jadi ceritanya adalah memang sebenarnya kalau di timeline-nya itu di expand jadi kayak 20 generasi, ya mungkin lu bakal dilupain mau sehebat apapun karena udah lama. And there's nothing wrong with that gitu. Sering kita itu mikir bahwa diri kita itu harus ngebikin miracle, padahal sebenarnya kalau misalnya kamu cuma fokus aja bikin satu orang merasa lebih baik tentang diri dia, udah, life is pretty good sebenarnya. Kalau hari ini kita bisa ngomong sama temen, bisa bikin orang tua kita ngerasa lebih appreciated, bisa ngebantu satu orang aja dengan cara yang super kecil, itu sebenarnya what matters itu adalah all those small things gitu. Karena those small things nantinya juga kalau, aduh, amit-amit, tapi ya akan terjadi ke kita semua, kita kan akan meninggal one day. Kita nggak mungkin bakal mikirnya, oh untung gue masuk sebuah list yang bagus, untung gue bisa bisnis valuasi segede ini, untung gue bisa. Ya kemungkinan besar lu pasti mikirinnya orang-orang yang lu cintain, orang-orang yang lu sayangi, karena lu bakal rindu sama mereka.
And I haven't said this to my trainer, but this one person that's keeping me sane throughout this pandemic is probably my Muay Thai trainer. And he's like such a positive, sweet guy. Terus tuh kadang-kadang I had judgment with him. Dia tuh, he's maybe late 30s. His job, itu literally going around to people's houses, terus training these housewives. Some Muay Thai, jadi it's not even like a professional level. It's literally like my type of level gitu kan. Kadang aku pikir, ini like, does he feel underachieved tuh gimana? Tapi he's like so positive, so chill, and tiap kali training tuh kayak so joyful. Terus aku pikir, man, this guy doesn't know how much he's helping me. Every single time, I'm so grateful. Like, without him, maybe I would have been very, very low during this pandemic. Tapi dia dengan rutin 2 minggu, 2 kali seminggu datang, and I feel so much better. Sampai mau nangis, actually, I'm crying. Jadi kayak, like, these people, like, they don't know how much they really impact our lives.
I have an unpopular opinion about impact. You know, all of those people who have, like, made an impact in the world, never set out to really make impact. Mereka tuh cuman ya seneng aja ngelakuin hal yang mereka mau lakukan. Mereka kerjain. Terus ya impact is just like one of the end result, right? It's one of those things yang sebenarnya mau ada impact nggak ada impact itu bodo amat, kayak ya udah mereka akan tetap kerjain. Tapi ya somehow oh okay. There's some world recognition, right? Yaudah, good. Most celebrities like to act. They like to sing, right? They like to entertain. And the impact of that is, of course, they're famous, right? Tapi sejujurnya, most of them who really made it, right, didn't go in for the fame. And I think this is sangat related ya ke investing or business world. Most of the people whom I know have done very, very well. It's not because they were like, they wanted the money or whatsoever, right? They just wanted to like, do what they like. They just wanted to do what they truly enjoy gitu. Menurutku kayak yes, money is a powerful tool to really represent who you are in the world. Tapi there are also people with a lot of money yang gak happy dengan hidup sendiri. Yang gak contented dengan hidup sendiri. So, well, just bear that in mind. There's no right or wrong. Yeah, if money makes you happy, sure. If money doesn't, then find something else. There's nothing wrong with it.
I really love that. I think a lot of times kita itu mikirin gue pengen leave impact so much, kita jadi lupa actually doing something. Gitu. Kita itu ngebikin kayak this goal yang gak tahu dapatnya juga dari mana. Dan kita jadi lupa untuk fokus ke actionnya itu sendiri, ke orang lain. Karena terus terang sih juga, gimana ya, kalau misalnya kita punya privilege untuk going for what we actually want, gitu. If you can actually have that experience at that and that chance and that privilege, gunain deh untuk ngebantuin orang lain. Karena honestly, when it comes to impact, nggak ada yang bakal replace perasaan bahwa kita itu udah ngebantu satu orang, gitu. Dan nggak usah mikirin kayak gue pengen bikin impact untuk 1 juta manusia, nggak. Mulai aja dengan yang simple. Kamu sudah nggak bikin satu orang merasa lebih disayang dan lebih di-accept hari ini. Mulai aja dari sana.
Wow, that's so true when you said that. If you, kadang-kadang misalnya kita pengen make this lofty impact, then we forget to actually do the action. Itu bener banget sih, malah bisa jadi kita stuck in place and gak tahu mesti ngapain, like, how the hell do you even begin? And then that's also like one of the reason why a lot of people feel not enough and stuck and stagnant. Why are we making it to be lofty, idealistic thing? Yang sebenarnya it's not that hard to just share a moment, share some time, and give love. Like, bener banget yang tadi Kat juga sempat mention, like when we die, like all of these lists, names, achievement, status is not going to amount to anything. They're not gonna write it on your tombstone, right?
Under 30.
Oh my god, don't even. They're gonna like write down your qualities, and that's the way people are gonna remember you, is by your qualities. Kan maksudnya kayak loving husband and loyal friend and all very heart-centered, right?
Yeah, raise X amount of raise 1 billion cash companies that was valued $10 billion was invested by the SoftBank Vision Fund, 200 plus million followers on TikTok.
Oh, a one viral video.
Yeah, there's not even enough space to write that on your tombstone. So don't treat it like a Clubhouse profile picture, profile bio.
Like, we don't live forever, juga kan, like. And what I love is that Stoic saying, like, memento mori, like, remember death, remember you're gonna die. And every day, actually, we are dying a little bit. Instead of saying we're 32 years old, we can say we've died 32 years, actually. We are going towards a certain death, and it's hard for people to wrap their heads around it. Tapi we are gonna die, and that's really a really healthy way untuk evaluate juga, like, when I do die, like, how do I want to be remembered? Do I really want to sacrifice all my personal relationships for all of these gains and success? And I don't know, it just makes me remember, like, what am I doing today? Does it even mean much to me?
Like, gue kemarin baca quote yang lumayan bagus sih. Kayak dia bilang, remember, if you're having a bad day, it is just a bad day, not a bad life. That helps you shift some perspective. Yeah, so I think with failures, semua orang pasti akan ngerasa lah ya, kayak kita tuh nggak cukup, kita tuh nggak. Ya, itu normal, kecuali kamu tuh nggak punya sosmed. Ya, nggak apa-apa juga kalau lo nggak punya sosmed, lo nggak mau di-compare. Tapi, unfortunately, hidup kita itu nggak bisa kan tanpa sosmed. Tapi, ya, it won't function in the real world kalau misalnya lo nggak pakai sosmed juga. Jadi ya, yeah, the only thing that you can do is to learn to accept that these feelings are normal. Terus ya, nggak apa-apa juga kayak kalau misalnya lo compare yourself with another person. Tapi ingat, jangan don't lead your life based on another person's expectations or values or whatsoever. Yang penting, stay true to who you are, stand by your own values. Then, and do the things that you love, really. If you have the privilege to do the things that really make you, that really sparks joy for you.
No, I really love what we've been talking, karena merasa bahwa diri itu nggak cukup, merasa bahwa kita belum nyampe, merasa all of these things sebenarnya itu sangat natural. Tetapi salah satu hal yang gue benar-benar percaya adalah semua perasaan itu valid, tetapi bukan berarti perasaan kamu itu nyata. Bukan berarti bahwa kalau kamu merasa diri gagal, kamu itu adalah manusia yang gagal. Sebenarnya, more often than not, kamu hanya seseorang yang mengalami kegagalan atau mengalami hal yang susah atau mengalami hari yang jelek. Artinya semua itu adalah sangat temporary, sangat nggak permanen sebenarnya. Jadi hari yang jelek bisa aja jadi hari yang lebih baik nantinya. Ya mungkin bukan besok, tetapi bisa aja kan. And for me sih sebenarnya, kalau hidup selalu coba deh cari tahu apa sih level yang cukup untuk kamu. Dan kalau kamu punya privilege untuk mendapatkan semua hal yang cukup, jangan pernah lupa untuk membagi dengan orang lain. Pikirin sebenarnya daripada gue pengen impact 1 juta orang, pikirinnya mulai dari baseline aja deh. Kamu bisa nggak bikin satu orang merasa lebih happy dan lebih accepted hari ini? Hari ini doang. WA pun bisa. DM pun bisa. Gitu. Kita itu sering mikirnya itu terlalu jauh. Padahal kita nggak sadar bahwa kemarin WA temen gue bikin gue nangis. Gue nggak sadar dia depresi tahun 2019. Gue literally sangka dia itu oke-oke aja. Ternyata dia nggak pernah bilangin sama gue seberapa depresinya dia. Tetapi gue benar-benar grateful bahwa dia bilangin itu ke gue. Nah, gue belajar dari dia, kalau kalian bisa, even sekali seminggu, kalau bisa lebih sering, oke deh. Sekali seminggu, text someone you know, dan bilang aja kamu berterima kasih atas presence dia di hidup kamu. Guaranteed it'll make someone's day.
Makanya I'm so thankful to have Gita in my life.
Yeah, I'm thankful to have all you girls in my life.
Me too. Yeah, kayak you guys keep me grounded juga sih. Banyak reminders.
Yeah, so much reminders. Dan kayaknya what I learned from today itu banyak banget. One of them, know what is my enough, kan? And focus on having impact just one person and actually show myself to that one person and give my heart to that one person daripada kayak getting lost in, like, and anxious about having achieved what I want and all these things yang sebenarnya, again, like, can stem from insecurity juga. And I'm also learning to share, berbagi, karena kita ada di posisi privilege juga. And also, I will always come back to this podcast if ever this pesky feeling comes back. Because we know how emotions and feelings can be. And it's okay, I can honor it, I can let it pass, but I can re-listen. And I know that I can ground myself again ke the truth, which is don't get taken away by all this noise from social media dan sebagainya, and come back to myself. So it's been a very, very fruitful, been a very, very fruitful session tonight, girls. And just so you know, you've helped me tonight. And I hope that we get to help others too when they listen. Thank you so much to the girls tonight, and thank you to our listeners. Make sure you follow our Instagram, tabootuesday.co. DM us any thoughts, any ideas, anything you've been thinking about. We'd love to hear from you, any feedback for our podcast. Okay, that's it. Kalau gitu, we'll see you next week. Have a
thank
good
you.
One.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.